Yes, 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 yes. Welcome back to Echobox Radio. You're still listening to Echobox Radio from the Oyster Festival. My name is Joy Gill, and we're having our first interview of today. A pretty quick one. But I'm here with, you got to tell me, how do you pronounce your name though? Okay, because so I get everybody asks that, or not.
Yeah. It's a French word, so it's feu. But okay. For the English speakers, you can say feu.
Okay, feu. It's feu. Okay.
So feu or feu?
So what does it mean?
It means fire in French. Well, actually, it means fires. But I originally had just F-E-U as a name.
Uh-huh.
And I was very surprised no one like had that for some reason. And then I just added an X just because symmetry.
Okay, four letters is better. I see. Yeah. And like it says fire, but does it stand for something? As in, do you want to portray fire or what?
I mean, to be honest, like the name came very randomly. I'm from London, so you know, not many people speak French in my circle.
Uh-huh.
And I used to MC on like drum and bass and stuff like that, like just for fun and like random. And then my friends are like, "Oh, what's your MC name?" Because you have to have a name apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just say MC Baguette or because I'm like the only person that speaks French, and they just say some random French words. And then one was actually like MC Foe. MC Fire or something like that, and I was like, "Oh, okay." Like, you know, it's one of those words you would expect to like be taken, like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay, cool, fuck it." And then, Foe just became something, and now in the UK and like abroad, like, I kind of like it because people don't really know how to approach it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it really just means fire. But it was never any intention of, you know, like, my music is fire. It was just like, I like the word.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Sick. You were actually surprised that the name wasn't taken. You were like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody came up with that?
Yeah, actually, well, there's one Austrian producer that has it. And my challenge when I was starting up was to like be bigger than him. And we surpassed that a little while ago.
You were in a battle with somebody that didn't know you were in a battle with him.
Exactly. Okay. I was battling.
That's cool. I think it's better than MC Baguette for sure. So
much better. There's many worse things that it could have been, so I'm happy with it.
So you just performed upstairs. You kicked this thing off. Is this your first time in Amsterdam?
This is my second or third time.
Okay.
I last time I was here was probably 5 years ago.
So okay.
First proper time. Let's
So is this your first time performing then?
Definitely first time performing.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, cool. So you were the first to perform at this new festival called Oyster.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like your performance? How did it go?
It was great. I mean, I'm quite used to being the underdog as I'm still kind of finding my feet. So we're the first, you know, we were setting pace at the festival. So we weren't expecting many people to pull up, but it was a full room and people were showing love. So it was really beautiful, and I'm grateful to have been in that position. So
it's crazy because I saw footage just yet and you were like with other people jumping around and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, what time is it? Like nobody, you were already on that thing, you know?
Yeah, bro, this is supper time. This ain't rave time. So people pulled up, bro.
Okay. Is that what you always like to do? To have some nice and fire energy in your sets?
Most definitely. I guess the name speaks for itself in that sense.
True.
Yeah, man. I feel like I'm a very energetic. I'm actually very polarized. I'm very chill sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I love to be alone, and I also love to be social and like kind of go crazy. And
yeah.
I also have a lot of energy to like put out. So it's my one chance, like every like now and then, to just kind of put it all out. And like, I guess just like really, it's so fucking. I'm allowed to swear.
Yeah, you are. You can say anything.
It's very like, it's a big release and you're in the moment and you don't think of anything else. So like, and I feel like we, as humans, we all need that time to be in the moment and just enjoy ourselves. So for me, it's a beautiful feeling.
I was about to ask, like this festival, the whole topic, the subject is about like the UK scene and also the progressiveness of the UK scene.
Yeah.
Would you say you're a part of that? Like of this, you know, this wave of new talent, progressive, like thinking in other ways of music, genre bending and stuff like that?
I guess so. I'm here, aren't I?
fair play.
But no, I mean, you know, I try and push the, you know, I'm at a point where I feel like I have an involvement and also, you know, people, you know, are watching. So I kind of have that responsibility to really for me anyways, to push the sound of the UK, you know, because we're still, you know, it's a small island, and in comparison to Europe or the US, it's still a very, you know, still starting up. So I feel like if I can contribute to, you know, the elevation of the music, of the scene, of the underground, and kind of, you know, inspire people more than anything, then, you know, I feel like I've done my job, so.
Okay, sick. Yeah. So you speak French. Is that also your where your heritage is, or?
Yeah, so I'm actually Belgian.
Okay.
But my parents decided me to send me to a French school when I was a kid in London.
Okay.
So there's a big French population in London, so it was a way for me to grow up in a city like London where you speak English, but also, you know, learn French, and I speak French with my mom. So yeah, I've got those two sides, and I guess more recently I've been tapping into that, and I guess making more music in French and stuff like that.
Because I was about to say, like, also when I listen to your music, you like switch so seamlessly between between English and French. But is that something you do on purpose? Like,
yeah,
also, I mean, embracing that French side, you know?
Yeah, bro, definitely. Belgium. I mean, you know, obviously it's part of my upbringing. You know, I went to school speaking French, and I speak French with my mom and my family, and it is a big part of who I am. So I feel like having it in my music is makes sense, you know?
Yeah,
like
definitely.
And I guess it's something that's somewhat unique to have, you know, bilingual, you know, words in the song. Yeah. So I kind of like pushing that, and I've been trying to do that more, so it's nice.
So, but it could also be like, I wouldn't say frightening, but imagine you're living in the UK and thinking like, okay, cool, I'm gonna also perform in a different language than that's spoken around here. Like, isn't that a thing that you were like, oh, okay, should I do this because people won't understand or think like, oh, who's this weird, you know, French speaking?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's even like my name, and you know, like, people don't know how to pronounce it. People don't know how to approach it. So I guess like already from the get-go, people might be a bit confused. But I feel like, I guess it's something that I feel is necessary for me to push and to do, because that's simply just how I feel. So I kind of really, as I've made music more and more, I really try and distance myself from what the listener, you know, obviously being considerate. But I think it's really about just making what I feel is right for me. And I guess like the more I do that, the more people will kind of get comfortable with it and understand that that's just how I do things, you know?
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, makes sense. I was wondering, right, since you have a Belgian background and your parents decided to put you in a French school in London, but like what is the musical influence that you got from your parents? As in, what was listening at home?
Yeah. Funnily enough, it was no French music.
Oh, really?
Quite a lot of soul and blues and stuff like that. Like my mom was like a pianist, basically. She played piano for many years, but she wasn't, you know, she didn't actually have she was just brought up on classical music, you know. But my stepdad and my dad kind of like similar types of music, so you know, a lot of Bob Dylan, a lot of Al Green, you know, so that kind of sound, and Bill Withers and Bob Marley and stuff like that. So it's a very like broad range of music. In terms of UK music, I only really kind of started listening when I started making music, you know, in the UK, looking around me, what was around me and what was there to inspire me. But yeah, my music taste is very broad, so it'd be hard to pinpoint one person. But
Okay. But you also got your influences from your parents, like you took that with you down the road or not?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a feeler when it comes to music. Like, I don't have any background or education in it.
Yeah.
And I guess that, you know, that could come from maybe my mom playing piano or her being inspired, you know, from an early age in piano. And I guess kind of that was interesting to me to tap into that, and I guess I just feel music, so yeah.
I was also wondering, like, besides you making your own music, you just told me you're also DJ, right?
I mean,
don't be shy.
Nah. no, I like to DJ, but it's still something that I'm yet to. My manager's a DJ, and so is obviously my DJ, but I just like to play music. I enjoy it. I'm actually not bad, but I'm not great.
Come on, you can get yourself up. Come on.
I mean, if you asked me to do a set right now, I'd find it hard. I don't even have a USB. So I
was about to say, like, do you have your USB on you? But
nope. I just used other people's and I just do my thing. Come on.
You have to, right? Yeah. but you take other people's USBs and then you just play music.
I just hop on like. I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't DJ. Okay.
Yeah, cool. But tomorrow you're performing again.
Tomorrow, yeah.
At Zaydijk.
Zaydijk 60.
Yeah.
If anyone is listening and you're around tomorrow, pull up to the pop up. Mm-hmm. My friend Josh, who I basically started up with from the get go.
Yeah.
He's got a brand called Vented, and we kind of just been pushing each other since day one. So this is actually a great moment for us. You know, he's got his pop up, and I've got my show here. So I'm gonna go perform a couple songs of him, and maybe you'll catch me DJing a couple songs as well.
Okay,
not for my USB though, but you catch me potentially DJing. But yeah, he's a very talented guy, and you know. I always want to support him, so it's amazing to have
it's nice how things come together. Like, everybody's walking their own path, their own journey, but you see, in the end, you can always support your homies, even in another city, you know, international.
Exactly, bro. This is crazy for us, like, but it's a great feeling, and we're very grateful to be here and have the reception that we had. So, yeah, man, it's beautiful.
What can we expect from you, like, for the upcoming period? You just had a performance here. Are there going to be more European international performances? What is in the music pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't dropped in a while, and I've just been working a lot on new music and new content, and getting it to the best standard possible. I previewed a couple songs today. Mm-hmm. But for me, really, it's working up to my next project and my first tour. And then hopefully doing a European tour, but in like a small European tour in like vinyl shops, selling merchandise and vinyls and performing the projects. So that's kind of the idea. But yeah, man, it'll be exciting. But I think for now, still got a lot of creating to do, polishing the music up, and yeah, we are actually supporting Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn in April.
Which is
like a Brighton-based duo.
Yeah.
They're sick, so that should be good. But
okay.
Yeah,
cool.
We're so hibernating.
Yeah. No, but we can expect you back soon. So.
Keep an eye out.
Okay. We'll keep an eye out. I was wondering. I'm looking at my technical guy. Okay. Perfect. We got a round up. I want to thank you for dropping by so effortlessly.
Thank you, brother.
Are you going to stay over and watch some other performances as well?
Definitely. You got a couple of friends performing tonight.
Yeah? Who are your friends?
Got Ayrton, who's performing right now. Yeah. And Saint, you know, Saint, of course.
Yeah.
So, going to support them. And then obviously there's other many sick artists that I want to check out. So
yeah. Isn't it weird to be in another country and like have... And your friends performing, but also other artists is like
it's
out of
beautiful.
Your own region.
It's absolutely beautiful, man. Can't be more grateful or more proud to like see my friends performing and touring, you know, touring. So yeah, man, it's a dream come true. And I'm blessed, bro.
Well, we're gonna head over to the live stream from MRV in a bit. I want to thank you for dropping by.
Thank you, bro.
I hope you have a good festival left. I want to thank everybody for listening. Stay locked though, because MRV is about to perform. I'm going to play a couple of tunes later on, and lots of more artists are dropping by later today.
Sir.
So, in a bit.
See you tomorrow.
Go round in a circle. Dark out down to the purple, steady just jumping these hurdles. Emotional soul, but my shield's so strong and it's hard like a turtle. Too many words now, what can I say? Take a time for your mind, just fly away. Or picture yourself in a highway. Criminal, sentinel, I go, smoke hella chrome. Don't tell him all, not tell him all. Foe said he might just send for you. If you tell one, then you gotta tell two. People tell lies, but they won't tell you. If you ain't got love, then I got none too. I got none.
I bless the world, it's set stone. I spy the feeling of the mind and the body and the soul. When you alone at home, the days get long and the nights get longer.
Still work hard, but I'm still so clean. Think of the past, but I can't be me. Those days there, man, it just weren't me. Me and you, we weren't meant to be. But you know what you're meant to be. Mentally, I felt so deeply in love. Shit, yeah. Fuck.
I'ma be flown away. Spend some time in the shadows. Out of the sun, you said. Bless the world, it's set in stone. I spy the feeling of the mind and the body and the soul. When you alone at home, the days get long and the nights get longer. When the nights get long and the feelings get stronger.
Thank you.